Welcome to Haunted Tales, the podcast that brings you spine-chilling stories from some of the most haunted places in the world. I'm your host, Alita, and today we're heading to Flagstaff, Arizona to visit a restaurant known not just for its rich history and incredible food, but also for the ghostly presence that lingers within its walls. This is the story of the McMillan, a local restaurant where an unexpected visitor never seems to leave. The McMillan is one of Flagstaff's oldest standing buildings. Originally built in 1886, it was first used as the McMillan Mercantile and later as a bank. Over the years, it witnessed the growth of Flagstaff from a small railroad town into a vibrant city it is today. But, as with many old buildings, time has a way of trapping more than just the history between its walls. Locals say that the McMillan is home to more than just good food and cocktails. It's also home to a spirit that never quite moved on. And some claim that this ghostly guest has been here for over a century, since the time when the building first opened its doors. The first sighting of this ghost was reported back in the 1930s. A night janitor, cleaning up after hours, saw a figure in a long, dark coat standing at the back of the dining room. When he approached, the figure vanished without a trace. But that wouldn't be the last time. Over the years, many employees and patrons have had their own eerie experiences. One waitress recalls feeling an icy breeze rush past her as she was setting up tables before the dinner rush. The kitchen staff reports hearing strange noises, like someone walking in the back room when no one was there. Today I have brought up the waitress that had experienced this scary encounter, Miss Penny. She'll be speaking about her experience a little bit with you guys.
Hi, my name is Penny. I'll never forget that night. I was closing up and all the chairs were stacked except for one. When I turned around, it had moved. No one else was in the restaurant, and I felt this cold presence like someone was standing right behind me. But when I turned around, nothing. Just the empty dining room.
Another cook, who'd been working late shifts for years, swore he heard voices whispering. It would start faint, just on the edge of his hearing. But it would get louder the closer he moved to the back storage area. He checked every time, but never found anyone. But who or what is haunting the McMillan? The most popular theory is that the ghost is the spirit of a man named Thomas Riley, a banker who worked here in the early 1900s. Thomas was a well-known figure in town, but tragedy struck when he was found dead inside the vault. Some say it was a heart attack. Others whisper it was something more sinister. Some believe his spirit never left the building, trapped between this world and the next, internally bound to the place where he took his last breath.
Hello?
Is it Thomas Riley who haunts these halls, or is it something even darker lurking in the shadows? There's no way to know for sure, but one thing is certain. Once you step foot into the McMillan, you might not leave alone. Today we have a special guest join us to share their personal experience at the McMillan. Joey, thanks for joining us. Can you tell us about the first time you encountered something strange at the McMillan?
The first time was about a month after I started working here. I was closing up one night and everything seemed normal. When I went to the bar to wipe down the counter, I heard a glass fall behind me. I turned around and there was no one else in the room. The glass hadn't broken. It was just rolling slowly across the floor, as if someone had nudged it. I checked everywhere, but there was no one. That's when I started feeling like maybe I wasn't alone after all.
Oh my God. That sounds just terrifying. Whew, goosebumps. Did you experience anything else?
Definitely. Once, I saw the reflection of a man in the mirror behind the bar. He was standing there, wearing an old-fashioned suit. I turned around, and he was gone. I asked my coworkers, and they'd seen him too.
As we've heard, employees aren't the only ones who have encountered strange events at the McMillan. Several customers have also reported unnerving experiences. Today, we're joined by a longtime patron of the restaurant, Mark, who had a chilling encounter during what was supposed to be a regular Friday night dinner. Mark, thank you for coming on the show. I know you've been a customer at the McMillan for years. Can you tell us about that night you had that ghostly experience? I know it might be a little bit hard to talk about, but I'd love to hear it.
Hi, y'all. I'm Mark. Thanks for having me on the show. It was definitely a night I won't forget. I was out to dinner with my girlfriend, and we had just finished eating. It was like a quiet night. It wasn't too busy, not too crowded, so we decided to stick around for another drink. And then while we were sitting at our table, I thought I felt someone like tugging on my jacket. So then I looked around, and there was nothing there.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
When I turned around, I was expecting to see a waiter or another customer passing by, but there wasn't anyone. The table behind us was completely empty. There wasn't anyone close enough to have even touched me. I didn't think much of it at first, just maybe I was overthinking, a little tired. But then it happened again, and this time it was a little stronger.
That must have been so unsettling. I don't even know what I would do in that situation. What'd you do?
At first, I thought I was imagining it, but then my girlfriend saw something that made us both go cold. She pointed to the end of the table, and when I looked, the silverware was moving on its own. The fork was slowly sliding across the table. No wind, no one near it. I didn't know how it happened.
Mark, that is just unreal. What? How did you react? Are you okay?
I mean, we were both in shock. You don't really expect to see something like that in the middle of dinner. I waved over our waiter, who's clearly used to people asking strange questions. When I mentioned the silverware moving, he just nodded his head and said, "Oh, that happens sometimes," as if it was the most normal thing in the world.
Wow, it sounds like these staff are no strangers to these incidents. I mean, I would know. I've talked to a couple.
Yeah, the waiter told us some guests have reported some similar things, like cutlery moving, chairs shifting, or even someone brushing past you when no one's there. He mentioned that the spirit seems harmless, just a little playful. But let me tell you, I didn't feel playful at the time. We finished our drinks pretty quickly after that.
Wow, Mark, you are so brave. If I was there, I would have ran out immediately. But beyond that, did you ever experience anything else at the McMillan after that? Are you still a regular customer there?
Well, we've been back a few times since, but nothing as direct as that night. Still, the place has a certain energy to it. You know, the feeling of being watched. But not in a bad way, almost like someone's just keeping an eye on things. It's definitely an experience I won't forget.
Wow, Mark, that is truly interesting. Well, I'm so glad you were able to share that story with us. It will forever haunt me slightly, but wow. Well, I'm glad you're okay. So what do you think now? After hearing from employees and even customers, it's clear that the McMillan holds more than just history within its walls. Whether it's the spirit of a long-gone banker like Thomas Riley, or a different, restless soul altogether. One thing is for sure, there's something quite unusual about this place. But the question remains, what does the spirit want? Some believe that spirits like this are trapped in a loop, repeating their final moments over and over again. Could Thomas be reliving his last day at the bank, forever tied to the vault where his life ended? Or perhaps it's the energy of the many lives that passed through this old building, drawn back to the one place that feels like home, even in the afterlife. Others argue that what we're dealing with isn't a haunting at all, but rather echoes from the past. The McMillan has been standing for well over a century, and buildings like these tend to absorb the energy of those who pass through them. Some people say that we interpret as ghosts are actually imprints of the past, playing out like a recording stuck on repeat. Of course, That's a skeptic's perspective. Maybe it's all just creaky floorboards, drafts, and the power of suggestion. After all, if you walk into an old building expecting to see a ghost, your mind might just play tricks on you. But then again, when multiple people who don't know each other describe seeing the same shadowy figure or experiencing the same cold touch, it makes you wonder, doesn't it? Whether you believe in ghosts or not, stories like these tend to linger. They get under your skin, making you question what you know about the world. Perhaps it's human nature to wonder about what lies beyond, especially in places like the McMillan, where history seems to cling to every corner. And if there's a ghost at the McMillan, perhaps it's not here to scare us, but to remind us of something. Maybe it's a warning, or maybe it's just a lonely soul reaching out for connection, hoping that someone will finally understand why they haven't moved on. At the end of the day, we may never truly know who or what is haunting the McMillan. But one thing is certain. This historic building holds much more than just memories. So, if you ever find yourself dining there, pay close attention. You might feel a sudden chill, hear a soft whisper, or catch a glimpse of someone who isn't really there. And when that happens, you'll know. You'll know that you're not alone. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Haunted Tales. It's stories like these that remind us how much mystery there is in the world and how the past often lingers in the most unexpected places. If you enjoyed today's tale, be sure to subscribe and share this episode with your friends, especially those who love a good ghost story. And if you have your own haunted tales to share, we want to hear from you. Send us an email at hauntedtales@gmail.com, all lowercase. And maybe, just maybe, your story will be featured on an upcoming episode. Before we go, a quick thank you to our special guests for bravely sharing their experiences with us. And remember, the next time you're dying out or passing by an old building, take a moment to look around. You never know what or who might be watching. Until next time, stay curious, stay spooky.